About 50 communities in Krachi and Chumuru in the Volta region are to benefit from the distribution of 300 solar lamps. The MP for the area, John Majisi, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said he is collaborating with the Ministry of Energy to this effect. He cited bad roads, inadequate water and health facilities as major challenges facing the area.
There are quite a number of challenges. Most of the communities are not linked to the national grid, so you find them in darkness. The other is water, and then we have also schools. Most of the schools are also under trees. Then we don't have good roads. So basically, these are some of the challenges that we face there.
But have you identified these challenges? What steps are you taking to solve this?
My understanding now is that it's not very easy for the communities that are without electricity to get electricity now. But I'm doing all that I can for them to access solar energy. So I've been to Ministry for Energy, put an application, and there's an assurance that very soon they are going to supply us with solar lamps. So for those who cannot access the normal electricity, we have access to solar lamps. Then there's also another company that has a more elaborate program on solar. And so in their case, they are going to install some gadgets in the various homes so they can use these gadgets to access, to have electricity. They can use it for light. They can also use it for their fridges, and they can use it for their TVs. So apart from the solar lamps, which very soon we go into our community, there's also going to be a more elaborate program on the solar energy, which will address the current issue that we have now. But I'm hoping that not quite long, the area could be linked to the national grid.
These solar lanterns, how many communities are you expecting?
I'm investigating about 50 communities. And the problem that I'm going to have is that I've been informed that we are going to be given about 300 units. And it's not easy that the distribution will, you know, meet the needs of all the people that we have.
Mr. Majisi also assured farmers of his constituency that he's in talks with the Ministry of Agriculture and other stakeholders for the release of tractors to aid them in farming.
We have this SADA project. That is quite a very comprehensive project to support farmers. And I've always been looking at structures and policies and things that government are doing. Then I use that, because that is easily available. So for now, this SADA project is already in place. I am even cultivating something and I'm benefiting from the project. So farmers, there are tractors that have been donated or that have been provided in connection with the SADA project, which farmers can access at a minimal cost. And of course, they are not even obliged to pay at the very time that they access the service. So apart from the tractor services, they also have access to fertilizer. They also have access to improved seeds, which they can use. So I think that in terms of agri, that's a good way for us. But I have also tried in my own way to link up with another organization, which, of course, even started a very big project in Zongo Machere. We used to have these state farms, and the state farms covered a very large acreage of land, and the land is lying fallow. An organization has come, is going to establish a very big farm there, and to attract a lot of farmers. In fact, they are going to go into palm plantation. And as part of the program, farmers will be able to cultivate their own palm trees, and then they will sell either the farm or the products to the company.
MP for Krachi Nchumuru, John Majisi.